One of those who did survive the attack but was wounded is Nathan Hewitt. The soldier from Indiana was released from the hospital last night, and today he spoke exclusively with Don Teague.
2 days after narrowly escaping death at Fort Hood, and just hours after his release from the hospital, Corporal Nathan Hewitt still can't believe what happened was real.
I can't make any sense of it.
Hewitt, who's set to deploy for a second Iraq tour in January, was waiting for a flu shot Thursday in a room full of soldiers when he heard someone yell.
What was the yell?
Sounded like the beginning of a Muslim prayer.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah.
The next thing Hewitt heard was gunfire, so fast he thought it was a string of firecrackers.
Then you started seeing the person start to come around, and the shots just kept coming.
Hewitt ducked for cover, but was hit by two bullets. Still, he and other victims thought it was a drill.
I thought they were, like, training, you know, react, see how quick people react and what people do to react.
Hewitt only realized it was real after first crawling, then running to safety and seeing he was bleeding.
I didn't actually realize I'd been shot until they took me into another building and was like, pull up your pant leg and blood started coming out both sides of them, pretty much.
He still can't believe a fellow soldier would turn on his own. Today, Hewitt says he's praying for those lost and others who were injured, and hoping his injury doesn't delay his deployment to Iraq, where he says at least he knows who the enemy is.
Corporal Hewitt says he never got a good look at the shooter, but might have acted differently if he had. He at least might have known the bullets were real and tried to stop him.